Recently on the Wastewaters podcast, you heard my dad say...
But when it comes to edits, oh no, don't sell it. Oh, what are you doing? Don't you dare sell it. Don't you dare put anything in the description. That is abuse, and you will get banned. Excuse me, I got a little fired up there. Hello, agents, trainers, keepers, pilots, eighth wallers, and our beloved explorers and wayfinders. Welcome to episode number 117 of the Wastewaters podcast. Here at Wastewaters, we want to do everything we can to help you become a better wayfinder. And as we've always said, we want to educate, entertain, and excite. And I think today we're going to hit on the entertain and the excite a lot, and probably the educate too. Wastewaters is brought to you by the good people at the Pokemon Professor Network. And today is Friday, April the 12th. It's not Friday the 13th. It's April the 12th. I'm Blame Jamal, and I'm here with Chris. What's up, man? Welcome back.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Good to be back. A little bit of a family thing I had to address last week, so yeah. I appreciate y'all covering for me. It was a great show. It was a great show. You guys had a great time.
Yeah, no worries. We always got your back. We're a big team here at the Pokemon Professor Network and the Wastewaters podcast. And we'll have some news later on this week, I believe, about some new additions to the Pokemon Professor Network. By the time you hear this, The news may be out. I'm not sure when the news is dropping, but it may be out. So if you're hearing this and you're like, yeah, we already know. And if it hasn't come out yet, it'll be coming out soon. So that's your tease there. We're going to have new teammates on the Pokemon Professor Network. But
I'm excited.
I'm excited too. I've got some ideas and some possibilities and some things that we can do, some cross promotional things. But the Royal Court last week, if you heard, Chris, the Royal Court staged a kind of impromptu Jamal intervention. I was swatted several times with several rolled up piece of newspapers, and Lachlan even joined in on the fun with a voicemail. So the team had your back, my guy. They had your back.
I do definitely appreciate it.
Yep.
That was good. It was funny.
You know, they were like, hey, so while we have you here, it's kind of like, I remember that show Intervention where the person walks in the room and he's like, hey guys, what's going on? They're like, can you have a seat? And he's like, whoa, mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, Uncle Jim, teacher, what's going on here? Bobby, can you have a seat? And Bobby sits down and then they start it. He's like, whoa, what's going on, man? I don't got a problem. I can quit anytime, you know? And I kind of feel the same way. I could quit adding things to the description at any time, you know? But, you know, this is kind of how I am this morning, Chris.
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
I was feeling very dangerous this morning. So, but before we get to that, we have to get to the news because we've got some good news this week. And then we'll get into why I'm feeling dangerous. So here we go. Let's hear from my buddy Testone.
And now, the latest Niantic news from the Wastewaters podcast presented by the Pokemon Professor Network.
Okay, a couple things. The new forum dropped, and it is gorgeous. It is different than the last forum, so it'll take you a little bit of getting used to, but the learning curve isn't that steep. So, couple things about the forum. Your profile is set to email you when someone replies to one of your posts or comments, if you're not logged into the forum actively. So if you want to change that, go click on the profile in the top right. So that's the circle with the letter. Then go down, click the person at the bottom, go to preferences, emails, and then you can change your email settings in there. I had a bunch of people reply to one of my posts when I was at work, and I got a bunch of emails, and I'm like, oh no, I gotta turn this off now. It's a bad. So if you like the emails, great, then keep them. If you don't, then that's how you turn them off. Tintino replied to a post someone made. I think the subject was something like Wayfarer Challenge Win.
Wait, what? Hold on.
Tintino says...
Hold on. We don't talk about Tintino. We don't talk about Tintino. All right, carry on, sir.
It's been a hot minute since we heard that on the show. He replied saying that no countries currently have a large enough backlog to make a challenge worthwhile. So they're trying to get more creative with what they do for the next challenge. I replied with waves a Canadian flag around, but you know, that's just, and honestly, a lot of my stuff, like even the stuff in Toronto has started to resolve pretty quick. So mm-hmm. I kind of think that he's not wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, yeah. I think we need to acknowledge that they did a great job with the last couple of challenges, and the fact that they don't have any they don't have enough for a challenge says that things are kind of normalizing. Even in the greater Charlotte metro area, I'm down to 3 months, down from six. So that's a big positive.
Not bad.
Yeah,
it's not great, but
yeah.
Yeah, I had, especially with Emily going in and approving a bunch of stuff, right? And kind of, she's going in and she's approving. Actually, she had like four or five of mine in the last couple of weeks that I've just gone through like in the next day, which is fantastic. I love it. So now there's a debate on the forum about people losing their motivation to review because Emily's just taking care of everything that's slam dunks, right? So
we might be talking, but that's great foreshadowing. That might be one of the topics today, Chris. It's almost like we prepare for this show. You know, I don't even mind.
I read the show note.
I know, right? I don't even mind the quick Emily rejections because, you know, I've been kind of like, you know, that puppy that someone's hit, you know, and then you go and you adopt the puppy from the shelter and you go to pet it and it winces because it thinks you're going to hit it. You know, I've been kind of like that with my nominations. So now, even when I get a quick rejection, I'm like, it resolved, like it's not just sitting there out in the ether. So I'm okay with it. Oh, and let me just say this: no puppies were harmed in the creation of this podcast. So I'll put that out there.
Absolutely.
I don't want the hate mail after the last thing I said. So, let's go ahead and jump into topic number one because I think we've got a lot of good stuff to talk about here. So let's go to topic number one.
Topic number one.
All right. So topic number one. I played this earlier in the open. And I want to talk about it. So, Chris, I'm going to ask you, can you identify this person? If you know it, don't say it right away. Give the listeners and the viewers a chance to rack their brain and see if they know who this is.
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
I don't remember.
All right. I know there's a few people. All right. We talked last week about Cleveland versus Cincinnati, and if you are a listener in Cleveland, you know who that is. If you are a listener in Charlotte, North Carolina, you know who this is.
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
I know who it is now.
That is the one and only Baker Mayfield, quarterback of the who does he play for now? Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Yeah. He was formerly.
Oh, yeah. He plays for Tampa now.
Yeah, he plays for Tampa. So he was the quarterback at Oklahoma, graduated Oklahoma, was the number one overall pick in the NFL draft, went to Cleveland, kind of stunk it up there, got traded to the Carolina Panthers, stunk it up here, got waived, went to the Los Angeles Rams, did okay there, but they didn't choose to sign him and went to Tampa Bay and had a good year last year. So what does all that have to do with Wayfair? Well,
when I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
As Wayfair go through changes, so should our habits and our procedures. Nothing stays the same forever, and that's a good thing. As Emily gets smarter and filters out the obvious coal and slam dunks, it's going to give us reviewers a chance to explore and a chance to see more of the nuanced nominations. This is where we need to pay attention to the story that the submitter is trying to tell us with their pictures, their two pictures, and their words. I see it as a challenge to review more of these submissions, and it gets me excited. And I'm hoping some of my fellow explorers see this also as a way and don't see it as just no more easy agreements. I have an ask. Can we all please take the time on these individual nominations, give it the time that it deserves. In my opinion, most nominators work really hard on their nominations. And Chris, just as an editorial comment, you can't put the words hard and on in a row on the forum, it won't let you post it. It told me I was doing something naughty. I'm like, what naughty word do I have in there? And I read it and I said, nominators work really hard on their nominations, and it didn't like that. So I had to go back and change it. So just so you know.
I was wondering what context that was.
Yeah, is that the context?
I was afraid to ask when you posted that.
All right. So what this boils down to is nuance. But what I'm going to do is I want to put a spin on it. When we think of nuance, we always think of nuance of what it comes down to when reviewing. But I love to think of nuance when it comes to nominating also, right? That's where the Blame Jamal comes in. So I have a catchphrase, and most of you know it. Most of you love it. I'd go out on a limb and say 97.8% of the viewing and listening public know it and love it and embrace it. The catchphrase is, what's a few meters between friends? Now, Chris, we've talked about it before. We've talked about it what it means. Now, I feel that your catchphrase is more universally loved and accepted, right? Like, everybody loves your catchphrase. I think like, so, yes. Chris can do no wrong. Yep. It's not that far. Get out of your car. And if you listen to the last episode, the entire royal court said it in unison. And it was beautiful, dude. That was awesome.
It's not that far. Get out of your car.
I hope that
it was beautiful.
I hope because they beautiful. Were really excited. Like we talked about that. Like they were really excited to say your catchphrase. So coincidentally, nobody wanted to say my catchphrase. Anyhow. Excuse me. So moving forward. I always, if you're listening to this, I always make sure the pen is touching the POI. Shall I say it a little louder for the people in the back? When Blame Jamal is nominating, he always makes sure the pen is touching the POI. What's a few meters between friends is all about thinking outside of the box and maximizing your game board with legitimate points of interest. So what does that mean, Chris, and how does that manifest itself? Now, I thought about bringing in some visuals, but I did not want to alienate our listening public. And I think everybody out there is nuanced enough to kind of understand what I'm talking about. And I'll explain it here and I'll give you your say. Now, I've given this example before. There's a statue in Charlotte. I'm not going to say when because people like to get on the Intel map and go find stuff. But there's a statue in Charlotte that's a pretty big statue, and it's probably, I'd say 3 meters by 3 meters, right? That's about 9 feet by 9 feet. That's the base of the statue. Now, 70% of this statue is in one particular cell and it faces that way. But then the other 30% of that statue base is in a different cell. I chose what's a few meters between friends and I put the pin on the backside of the statue that's in an empty cell. The other cell where the majority of the statue is in is occupied by something else. So that would have been LSO, light chip only. I, however, wanted to interact with the statue. So I chose the very, very back left corner and I put the pin on that part of it. So it is touching the statue. It is not, Niantic Aaron, if you're listening, it is not off of the statue. It's on the POI. It is legitimately touching it. You can look at it and spin it around and look, it is touching it. Now, is it conventional? Absolutely not. Is it where other people might put the pin? Absolutely not, right? That's what I mean by what's a few meters between friends. If I'm nominating, when I'm nominating, I like to maximize the game board, right? So most people are going to put that pin right in the front of the statue. Like I'm looking at the statue. The statue's got his arms out. They're going to put the pin right there in the middle, right? That's where conventionally people are going to put it. Coincidentally, when I'm nominating ball fields, tennis courts, basketball courts, I'm looking at it and I'm saying, where can I put the pin where it will not interfere with the flow of the game, right? So if I'm doing a tennis court, I'm not going to put the pin right in the middle of the tennis court. Now we know we've got a 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 meter range. I don't remember what it is, and I don't want to say a number because I'll probably get it wrong, and then that'll give somebody a reason to say, Jamal, you were wrong. there's a radius around there, so you don't necessarily have to be right on top of the pin. Ingress is a little bit smaller. It's about half of Pokemon Go. But I'd like to put the pin somewhere along the edges where it is not going to interfere with the play of the game and the flow of the game, but it's going to maximize my game board because I do this to maximize the game board. That's what I mean by what's a few meters between friends. Nothing more, nothing less. So if that means this...
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
I'll accept that I'm feeling dangerous, right? If my catchphrase is dangerous, if I'm out there... you know, breaking hearts and whatever else, that's what it is. So anybody who's listening, who's been on the forums and saw that I posted that on the forums, that's what it means. And I'll repeat it as many times as I have to, but that's what's a few meters between friends means. Now, is it kind of funny? Does it kind of give off this connotation that there may be something funny going on? Hey, I host a podcast. I'm trying to entertain you guys. I'm trying to educate you guys. I'm trying to get you guys excited. It's funny. I've got a sense of humor, at least I think I have a sense of humor. 97.8% of people think I'm funny. I don't have the video anymore. I might have the video somewhere. I did 5 minutes on stage at the Comedy Club in Charlotte. I murdered it. Did I offend some people? Heck yeah. But 97.8% of the people loved it. I'll have a picture. Maybe I'll bring it next week and we'll show the picture of me up on stage at the Comedy Club. But Chris, Mr. Everybody loves my catchphrase. What do you think? Again, maybe for the last time of me explaining what's a few meters between friends. I'll give you a couple seconds to think about it because everybody loves my catchphrase. It's not that far. What do you think?
I think that your catchphrase is more of a representation of Wayfarer than mine is because your catchphrase has nuance. Whereas my catchphrase is very direct, very, very, this is one thing. Yours has nuance, right? And it's not breaking the rules. We're following the rules that Niantic set out when we're just a few meters between friends. There's nothing wrong with this, right? But I can see how people could misinterpret it the way that when you just kind of, you type the line and then Niantic Aaron is just like, you're treading some murky water there, sir.
Hold on, I'll do it for you.
There we go. All that tells me is Niantic Aaron needs to listen to the show more. That's what that tells me. Yeah. He's not listening to the WeSpotters podcast enough that he gets the joke.
Exactly. Right. And if you're trying to maximize, and that's, we're all about maximization, right? If you're trying to maximize the number of POIs that you can interact with in your game, then absolutely go for it. There's nothing wrong with that. And if your object spans four different cells and you want to pick the cell that you put it in, what's the harm? What's the harm in that, right?
As long as it's touching the POI.
That's my take on that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right. And if it's like a tennis court or a baseball diamond, you need to pick something on the outside of it anyway, because you're not supposed to be putting it on the pitcher's mound or in the where the net is, right?
So. Oh, when I see when I see baseball fields and the POI is on the pitcher's mound, I'm like,
I hate that.
Oh, it's just like, I need to move this so bad. And then I spend like 20 minutes trying to figure out where it is. And I'm like, I sometimes just can't be bothered. But at the end of the day, I am a min-max guy. I've said that. I've said, Chris, you know this. I've said, I'm selfish, right? Did I not tell you that like the very first time when you agreed to come on the show? I said, I am a selfish wayfinder. I do things in my area. It's close to where I live and work and play. Possible because I want to interact with it. And it's you who's convinced me that I need to not be selfish and I need to go out and help other wayfinders across the city and across the region. And I post them, I've done it, right? I'm coachable. I can take it, you know? But if I'm going to drive 45 minutes out of my way like I did the other day, I'm not going over there and see all these ball fields and tennis courts and get two POIs out of it. I got six. I took that area from nothing to now they have four Pokestops and two gyms. That's kind of the Jamal thing. Mm-hmm. I want to put six in an area, get two gyms, four Pokestops, boom. You're welcome. I'm done. So that area over there, I went in that park and dropped six in there, dropped the mic and walked away. And it's all legit. I could give you the location. Yep. You could go and check it out and you can see every pin is exactly on the thing that I set it on. It's there. I had no problems with it.
Yeah, exactly. Me either. Right? If you get creative and like that map I pulled up in Plattsburgh, right? I spent hours mapping out that so that everything was in its own cell, right? And I could have just gone there and just willy-nilly just put everything in and then hope for the best, right? But
yeah,
there's the fun in that.
Right, because there's some people, and I respect everybody's opinion, but there's some people that are like, don't look at the cells, just find the specific POI and nominate it. It doesn't matter what game it's in and this and that. And I respect that. I also will probably have to go and clean up an area that looks like that. Have you ever been like looked at a map and you're like, oh my God, you could have done so much more with this if you would have just planned it out a little bit. But I'm a planner. And mm-hmm. this goes back to like, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it for a purpose. Like, I love the game. Yep. I love what we're doing. I love the podcast, but I'm just not going to willy-nilly just kind of go out and do it. If I'm going to go out in an area and spend time out there taking pictures, writing descriptions, it takes a while to Jamal up a description. Just so you know, this is not, it's not as easy as I make it look. I have to like sit down and like plan out the puns and get the alliteration and all of these things. So when someone reads it, they chuckle. It takes time. You know, I make it look easy, Chris, but it's not as easy as it is. I've got a thesaurus that I reference when I'm writing descriptions, and I will look at a word and I'll get another word from the thesaurus and then I'll rhyme it. I mean, there's a lot that goes into a Jamal description. So, and all the while making sure that nobody knows it's me because I don't want to be submitter identifiable and all those things. So I'm trying to do the right thing. Yeah. I really am. That's kind of my nerd thing for there. Sure. So when we talk about the catchphrase, what's a few meters between friends, I just wanted to be uber clear and uber straightforward with everybody watching and listening that I am not out there cheating. I am not out there putting the pin here and the POI is 60 meters away. Like, I'm not a cheater. I get my hat slapped because I work in the gray areas. But at the end of the day, we could have Tintino. We don't talk about Tintino. We don't talk about Tintino. Or Tib or Niantic Aaron go through my entire Wayfarer history. I'd sit down with anybody from Niantic, my entire Wayfarer history, and look at everything that I've ever nominated, and I challenge them to find something that is not legit. And I take that personally.
Absolutely.
Yep. We could do it right 100%. Now. They could get on a Zoom call. We could do everything that I've ever nominated, and it's legit. Is it going to be where you would put it? Probably not. I can guarantee you that. You're going to look at some stuff and go, why'd you put it there? I go, here's why. It's in an empty cell. But is it on it? Yes. They're like, ooh, it's barely touching it, but it's touching it, right? You know, just like your kids. Stop touching me. Do your kids do that?
Yes.
The whole 100%. Stop touching me. And absolutely. So what my kids do now is they won't touch each other, but they'll get their finger as close to the other one's face as possible. Oh, I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you. And then one will hit the hand of the other. Yep. And then I'm like, stop touching your sister. I wasn't touching her. I just had my finger in her face. And I'm like, if she bites your finger, I'm going to go bad for you. So, but all of my nominations are touching the POI. Yep. I'll give you the last word on this. Anything else, or have I talked this to death?
No, I think we're good on that. It's as long as you're touching the POI, then I don't see any problem with being creative.
Yes.
I've done it dozens of times. Dozens of times.
Rock on. All right. So let's move on, everybody. Let's move on to
topic number two.
All right. So topic number two. And Chris mentioned this in the news. And if we could play music without having to clear it and all that, I'd play it. But you've lost that love and feeling. Whoa, whoa. Oh, that love and feeling. Okay. All right. That was bad. But you know what song I'm singing, right?
Yep. That's good. Right. That's pretty good.
All right. So there was a poll on the forum, on the new forum, which is amazing. I love the new forum, but we'll talk about that maybe later or another episode. But there was a poll. There was a poll on the forum that I saw and I responded to. And Chris, I saw you also responded to the forum, so I want to talk about it. And the question was something along the lines of, have you lost your motivation to review? And I think it's tied to the topic we were just talking about. So many reviewers were making hay on easy slam dunks and obvious Cole. And it's giving people the blues because it's, you know, they're saying, hey, I've lost all of my easy agreements. And then there was a subsequent question that piggybacked on that. And it was along the lines of what would bring back your motivation to review. So I wanted to offer up a couple of tips, Chris, on what I think. Would help people in this era of Emily, right? And I think this opens up a bigger conversation. So before I give my tips, let me kind of break this down. So new world, right? We just had WrestleMania, and every time WrestleMania comes, I start to go back and watch the old wrestling videos. And I'm thinking about the New World Order, right? When Hogan came out at Bash at the Beach in 96 with, I still want to call him Razor Ramon, and Kevin Nash, the Diesel, right? So Hogan comes out, drops the leg, heel turn, NWO, the world changes. Like, I don't care what anybody says. Not only wrestling, the world changed when Hogan did that leg drop. So that brought forth kind of the new world order of wrestling. So Emily comes out, and it's kind of the leg drop, the proverbial leg drop in the Wayfarer world. So what is Emily, Chris? So Emily is machine learning. And Emily is the operation that is going through and, you know, allegedly, supposedly, approving edits that are just capitalizations and small grammar fixes. But what we've seen over the last few weeks is Emily is also kind of scrubbing that initial Cole and scrubbing those initial slam dunks, right? Am I right there? Keep me honest.
You are correct.
All right. So
We hope that it's not like the Amazon store. It's actually just a bunch of people in India. We actually think it's actually a robot. So,
oh, man.
Carry on.
Where's John Connor? Okay. So with Emily doing that, and again, I don't know any of this for gospel. So I'm just, you know, hold me, just take this with a grain of salt. And you know, Niantic is never going to tell us everything, which is fine. But with Emily kind of taking away those slam dunks, right? You know, it's the easy slam dunks and the obvious Cole. So people don't have those to review anymore. And I didn't realize as many people liked those as possible, right? People love the easy things. Like, this is an easy deny. It's easy agreement point. And you know, people love those. And now that those are potentially gone, people are like, well, I don't really have motivation to review because now it's just the hard stuff. Now it's just the nuance. Now I can't bank up nominations. And my nominations have been, what's the word I'm looking for? They've been, not decimated, but, all right, help me here, Chris. So you have a rare shiny in Pokemon Go, and then that Pokemon get
devalued.
There you go. Thank you. I knew you'd help me. Yeah. So people are like, well, my upgrades now are being devalued. Upgrades, yeah, because I have to work harder for them. I can't get down with that because I've never had that luxury to have 40 or 50 upgrades. But before I get to my tips on what I think people can do to kind of bring back that love and feeling, tell me how you feel about Emily taking kind of the easy ones out of the way for everybody.
I actually have the opposite feeling that was the prevalent feeling on that post. I'm glad that I'm not having to deal with the easy slam dunks, right? Like the obvious Cole. I felt like it was a waste of time. Like, it's, I'm sitting there and I'm doing my reviews and I've got my thinking cap on and I want to do my investigations and I want to look into, and it's just like, it's a cat in your living room. I don't want to see that, right?
Right.
It's a fire hydrant, right? I don't want to see that. Like, I don't want to see the things that are painfully obviously coal. I want to have to think. I want to have to do my investigations, right? I want to help move the system forward. And even things like it's cool to see, oh, it's a playground, like, accept, right? It's a cool little mural. I like seeing cool murals, cool, accept. But that's not why I do my reviews, right? And I've never done my reviews for upgrades, never. I have tons of them and I never get through them all. And I never, so that's not the motivation for me. The motivation for me is helping people get things on the map that they can then interact with and play with. You know what I mean? That's the motivation for me. So I don't get, I understand that people only review for upgrades. I get it. It's just, that's never been me, right?
Yeah. And it's never been me either for the opposite reason of you. I know in my area doesn't move quick enough for me to get a ton of upgrades. So for me, it's about how to make the playboard better. And if I get an upgrade, like when I get an upgrade, I really get excited because I'm like, ooh, now I can get something through faster. I'd love to operate in an area where I nominate something and 9 days later it's in the game. You know, I'd probably be spoiled if that's the case, you know. But going back to the post, and I'll give credit, AquaBlast64. If I didn't say this before, you were the author of poll. A friend of the show, AquaBlast64, and someone who loves to hold us accountable for a lot of different things, right, Chris? I'll just say that. I think the poll was at the time of recording on Friday, the poll has 94 votes, and my eyes are bad. Can you tell me what the breakdown is there?
The breakdown is 60% yes, 25% sometimes, and 15% no.
So if this was a political campaign, it would be kind of a runaway for has anyone lost their motivation to review? And for those people, I would say, you know, don't. And I'll go to my tips. So I have some tips to offer to kind of help you along those lines. And these are just tips from me to you. Take your time. Don't rush through. So we, like I said earlier in one of my little rants, nothing stays the same. Everything changes. We have to understand that the landscape of everything you do is going to change, whether that's traffic, whether that's working, whether that's parenting. You know, I went from being the parent of two little kids to now I got a teenager and one that's about to be a teenager. The way I parent is going to be different. Take your time and don't rush through. Don't expect to see the things that you've always seen. Be willing to change and ebb and flow with the way that Wayfair changes. Second thing, and this is big for me. This is something that I started doing in the last 4 weeks and has really helped me with my reviews. Set out a designated time for reviews, whether you're setting out 20 minutes to review or you say, I'm going to sit down and do 25 reviews only and that's it. That's huge because then you get your mindset together. You understand you're going to sit down, start a timer, 20 minutes, and that's good. Or you're like, hey, I'm going to put on this TV show. I'm going to put on an old episode of Seinfeld or Curb Your Enthusiasm or whatever it is. And it's a 30-minute TV show. And when that TV show is done, I'm done. Or I'm going to sit down and watch the ball game and I'm going to review while we do this. Or I'm going to do exactly 25 reviews and then I'm done. Now, naturally, what comes along with that is don't get frustrated. Like, remember, every nomination you see is done by somebody just like you. It's a Ingress player. It's a Pokemon Go player. It's a Monster Hunter. It's a whatever, you know, insert here. It's somebody just like you who saw something and said, hey, I want to get this on the game board, right? Now, are there going to be people that are going to cheat? Sure. Look for abuse. But don't assume that everything is abuse. There's going to be people out there in any walk of life that are going to try to cheat the system, whether that's Wayfair or that's taxes or what insert item here. There's going to be people that are going to try to abuse and take advantage of something. Look for abuse, but don't assume that everything is abuse. Now, remember, the premise is to add legitimate POIs to the Lightship map, not any one game. So don't think of this as I'm adding a Pokestop. I'm adding a portal. I'm adding a flower to the game. We are adding points of interest on the Lightship map. Now, there are ways in which you can try to make sure that your POI shows up in one game or another legitimately without cheating. But not everything is going to appear in all games, and we know that. And then the last tip from Blame Jamal is have fun. Have fun with it. It's a game, just like the other games we play. Have fun. So those are kind of my tips, Chris. Do you have any tips that you would like to share with the group?
I think you kind of nailed everything that I was thinking about, too, for this. It's important to kind of not rush through this. You got to take your time. I think that Niantic is going to need to reevaluate the carrot that they give us for reviewing, just for the general public. I think that now that they're taking away the easy slam dunks, one of the things that they can do is maybe increase the frequency that we're getting upgrades, right? So now it's 100 agreements, right? Maybe make it 75. Maybe make it 50. Because they're taking away all of the slam dunks, all of the stuff that we could power through to get you to 100 agreements, right? So now it's going to take more time. They need to give us upgrades quicker, I think, is one of the things that they need to. And we've been asking this for a long time. Maybe in-game rewards for like every 1,000 agreements or whatever. You get a bunch of Pokeballs or some resonators or Pikmin Bloom stuff. Incubators or stuff.
I love it.
Stuff.
Love
it. Give us stuff.
Yeah. I agree with you. I think for a lot of people have a lot of upgrades. I didn't realize that maybe I was on the extreme low end of the upgrade game, but there's people that have 40, 50, 60, 70 upgrades, and like not just a few people, like a whole lot of people have a whole lot of upgrades.
Yeah.
And I was talking to a person the other day online that has more upgrades than they have pending nominations and in voting nominations. So they could theoretically upgrade everything they have and then have upgrades left over. And at that point, your upgrade doesn't hold a lot of value.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where I am right now. Like I have, I think, 15 or 20 things that are in queue and I've got over 70 upgrades, right? So like, what do I do with them?
Yeah. So it's an opportunity for Niantic to think outside the box. What were you going to say? I saw some gem of gold there.
Yes. Yeah. I would love to be able to trade 20 of my upgrades for an appeal.
Ooh. Ooh, yeah. Yeah. Or what if there was like a button and you got to 100 and it said apply upgrade or apply appeal and you got to choose.
Yeah.
So you didn't have to do it every time, but you could do it occasionally.
I would love that.
That would be really awesome.
I would love that.
Yeah. Just a thought. If anybody's listening there. So, all right. I want to go to something fun. That was kind of heavy. We've had a couple of heavy shows here now. Can you pull this next thing up here, Chris? And this is definitely in your wheelhouse. And this is definitely in the wheelhouse of a lot of our listeners. So, we've talked over time about One's Gotta Go, and we've talked about chocolate and candies, and I wanted to go to something a little bit different here with this One's Gotta Go. So, Chris, I'm going to go to you first. I'm going to shut my mouth. I know you've got feelings on this, and you would not tell me what your thought was beforehand, so I want to know. So let me lay this out. For those of you who are listening on Spotify, and thank you for doing so, this is our version of One's Gotta Go, and just to remind you guys of the rules of the game. We're going to show you four different things, characters, whatever it is. Three get to stay and one has to go forever. So in this version of One's Gotta Go, it's the Marvel edition. We have Marvel Endgame. We have Avengers Infinity War. We have Marvel Captain America Civil War. And we have Marvel Thor Ragnarok. So three get to stay, and one has to go forever. Chris, floor is yours.
Before I give you my thoughts on this, I gotta say that I appreciate the fact that you found a Twitter account called Gotta Go Bro. So full credit to them for that, for this graphic here. This is unequivocally, and I didn't even hesitate, which kind of shocked you when you sent this to, it's Thor Ragnarok. That is out of the four, and it's a great movie. Don't get me wrong, I loved Thor Ragnarok. It's one of my favorite Marvel movies, but it's gotta go. Endgame and Infinity War are two of my favorite movies. I think that they were just fantastic. They were amazing. And Civil War is the return of Spider-Man to the MCU. So that's, and Spider-Man's my guy. I've been a Spider-Man guy since I was like six.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
So having him come back to the MCU was a huge, huge moment for me. And that just kind of leaves Thor Ragnarok as the fourth one. So see you later. Wow.
So it's kind of a process of elimination versus it's a bad movie. It's I like the other three better than that one. So that one's got to go just because it didn't quite meet up to the other three. And it sounds like the other three, correct, they all have kind of a sentimental value to you for one reason or another. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think my
favorite. And it was like, I looked at this and I was like, Civil War is definitely not going, because that was number one.
Yeah.
And then Endgame and Infinity War were just so good.
Yeah. You know, I don't disagree with you. I think for me, Endgame and Civil War are probably my 1-2 for sure. Now that you say that about Spider-Man, I kind of forgot about that. Like, that Civil War was so good.
It was so good.
It set up for a lot of potential in the future, right? A lot of conflict in the future that they can go so many different ways with. Now, some people might say they kind of fumbled the bag and didn't take advantage of it, but you know, we're not an MCU podcast, so I don't want to get too deep into that. Plus, I am not a total MCU guy to where I could break it down, but I think, as a novice, that there was so much more they could have done after Civil War that they didn't do, but, you know, I would probably agree with you. When I first saw this, I think my mind went to Infinity War. I think it was like, nope, that's got to go. But then after hearing you talk, I'm like, you know what? You're not wrong. So I'm sure there's a couple of Ragnarok fans out there that might want to tell us why that should be number one. But I am a little surprised that it was that easy for you and that you broke it down that well. So I can get on board with that.
Yeah, I'll have to find me and my wife see every single Marvel movie in the theater. So
okay, yeah. Do you go to the IMAX and see it on the big one, or?
Yep.
Nice.
Yep. Every single one.
Now, what's the next one coming out? Have they said what the next one is?
What is the next? I don't even know. It's not close. I know that. They've decided to stop pumping out 1,700 movies a year and focus more on quality. So, which is.
Thank you. Yeah.
So, I don't even know what the next Marvel movie is.
And, are you more of a Marvel person or more of a DC Comics?
I 100% Marvel. I'm not a big fan of DC at all.
Okay.
I could do a whole hour-long show on why Marvel is better than DC, but hey, that's just...
Man, I should have picked
Deadpool 3, I think, is the next one.
I should have picked two Marvel and two DC and then gave you a little bit harder to decide there. Yeah. Oh, that might have been
difficult.
Yeah, some good ones. All right. So my next Jamal show, I've got some ideas for what I'm going to do for One's Gotta Go. But want to be respectful of everybody's time, so we are going to roll to break. We're going to play some dad jokes. And the dad jokes this week are dedicated to Traxie 25 and her class. So she told me that her class loves the dad jokes. And she asked me to do a theme for the dad jokes this week. So the dad jokes this week, the theme is animals from around the world. So each of the dad jokes is going to talk about a different animal from around the world. And Traxie 25 in class, when you listen to this, hello, thanks for listening. And we're going to roll to break and we will see you on the other side.
What's up, fellow Waste Spotters? This is Coach Kev here, and you're listening to the Waste Spotters podcast. And you better share this with a friend, otherwise you're gonna be sleeping at the bottom of Lake of the Moon with Geodude tied to your ankles.
Hey guys, welcome to the Wayspotters Podcast. I'm JT Valor. No, I screwed that up. Clip that one. That's a good one.
Are you serious? This again? It's season 3.
Who is a penguin's favorite family member? Antarctica. Why did the banana split? He saw the monkey coming. A mother kangaroo and her baby were passing through airport security. The security guard said, "Excuse me, ma'am, you need to take everything out of your pockets before you get on the plane. Why shouldn't you buy anything from a llama? Because they'll fleece you. Why do pandas like watching old movies? Because they're in black and white. What did the herd of cow do after someone went and broke into their barn? They beefed up security. What's an orca's favorite game show? Whale of Fortune. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Wastewaters Podcast. You are here with Chris and Jamal, and we are talking today about nuance, is what is the theme of the day has been. And then we got into a little bit of conversation about the Marvel Cinematic Universe, if you guys were wondering what MCU was. But now what we're going to do is we're going to talk about something that we both love, and I think you guys all love it too.
Let's take a look at a beautiful example of what the Wayspotters Podcast thinks you should be nominating. We proudly present the Wayspot of the Week.
All right, Chris, so I found this while I was reviewing, and this is from Salem, Oregon, which is, you know, Portland is my bonus location because I'm from there. It's my home location. Yes, my home location, my bonus location. I think it's still in Canada. I don't remember. Anyhow, so for our audio listeners, what you are looking at here is what I called Return of the Big Murals. So the big murals are back. So this is a mural you're looking at. It's on the side of a building. It appears to be on the side of a restaurant or a fast food restaurant. And the reason I say that is it looks like I can see a drive-through window. But the name of the mural is Dave's Hot Chicken Mural. Dave's Hot Chicken. The mural and graffiti art were done by LA-based artist and creative collective Del Muck and Splatterhouse. And what you're looking at is a beautiful, eye-popping, two-story mural. Across the top, there's a red background, and there's white lettering with black outline, and it says Dave's Hot Chicken, and it almost gives you kind of a 3D feel. And below that is a picture of, would you say that's Zeus?
I was going to say it's Zeus, yeah.
Yeah, Zeus. It's a Greek god with all the hair and the beard and the eyes. And it's like the Zeus head is coming out of the side of the building. And then as the building kind of curls out, there's fractures. And then there's like the Zeus is kind of like the, not black and white, but that kind of green gray of the old statues. You know, when you see them, they're kind of that green gray color. That's what his face is. But then there's colors coming out of the cracks there. It's beautiful. I would have loved it if they would have backed up two steps and we got a little bit more of the mural in there, but beggars can't be choosers. Mm-hmm. I love this mural. Really proud to have this as Wayspot of the Week.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It is gorgeous. It's super colorful, and the cracks that they've painted in there are, it blends in with the wall like perfectly. It's gorgeous.
Yep. I like it. I like it a lot. And it's in Salem, Oregon. And if you're from the Northwest, you know there's nothing else in Salem but the state capitol and prisons, and I think that's very appropriate. So we'll leave that there. I got jokes on Salem. I'm from Portland. You know, everybody knows if you want to see prisons, you go to Salem. Anyhow, not to offend people in the good old area of Marion County, Oregon, we will go ahead and move on to
I've been working on the Wayfair all the livelong day. I've been working on the Wayfair just to pass the... Uh-oh. Oh, no. Hey, Jamal, I found some coal.
I'm going to take this one, Chris. Coal of the week. Last week's Coal of the week, I think Agent X read yours, and I was really hoping that you were here for that one. So we might have to have you follow up on your show next week and kind of give your version of what it is, because I know it was going to be very colorful.
Mm.
But this Coal of the week comes to us from friend of the show, Wayfair Ambassador, Elf from Space. And they posted this in the Pokemon Professor Network Discord. And this is one of those that's like, to quote Chris, sweet summer child, pat you on the head. You tried. You tried really hard. Like I see what you're doing here. And there's probably an inside joke in here, but for our audio listeners, you're going to have to go to YouTube when this is over and look at the little chapters at the bottom and go to Coal of the Week. Chris does a great job of putting the chapters on there so we can go to where we need to in the show. But this one is called Chuckles Nature Trail. Short nature trail on Blush Hill with scenic view of Camel Hump. All right. I don't know what that means. Just given the nature of what they said, I think that might be all a bunch of dewy. But anyhow, the picture is a hand-drawn, it's hand-drawn. It says Chuckles Trail, and like every letter in Chuckles is a different color, and it looks like a kid's art project, and it is like a temporary little post that somebody put and says Chuckles Trail, and it's pointing to the right. Coincidentally, when you look over at the map where the pin is placed, it is clearly placed in someone's front yard, like right in the middle of their front yard. Now, this is in Vermont, and it's a little bit of a bigger area. It's a long driveway that goes up to the house, but this is like PRP 100%. Not only is it in someone's front yard, but it's absolutely not a trail marker, and it's just a sign somebody stuck in the ground. Chris.
Yeah, it is PRP. That is temporary. A plus for effort, for yeah. Sure.
Yeah, give him credit for effort. You know. But no, Coal of the Week.
That's temporary. Yep. Yeah, that's terrible. Coal of the Week.
All right, let's go on to number two. This one is yours. You take this one.
Coal of the Week number two is from, let me pull it up, is from Yamk in the Pokemon Professor Network Discord. And it is called The Sharing Library. I know what people are saying. It's little free libraries. They're good, right? However, and they say this right in the description, little free library here at Brandon School Elementary, where kids pick up books to get better at their reading skills. First of all, that's the wrong there.
Right, it is.
Which is painfully ironic.
that you're talking about kids reading and you use the wrong there. Yep.
I didn't catch that the first time I read it. I just noticed it too. But this is definitely elementary schools, and that's not eligible. Apologies to whoever nominated is. I've seen a lot of this lately. Like now that Emily is kind of taking away all of the stuff. I'm getting a lot of stuff on school grounds. I don't know if people are running out of things not on school grounds and they're trying to squeeze some school ground stuff in, or people just don't know, but I've getting a lot of stuff on school grounds lately.
Right. I've seen. So. Yeah. I think three out of the last 5 weeks, we've had a Coal of the Week that's been on school grounds. Like the last week I had that big mural that was inside the school, and I'm like, bro, it's literally inside the school.
That's double bad.
Like you had to go inside the school to do that. And then, oh man. Yeah. But, it's a little free library, and everybody knows how I feel about my little free libraries. I think everybody knows.
Yep.
Hell, we did a whole show on little free libraries of Road Verges, but just K-12, stay away from K-12. I think that's kind of
absolutely.
If you stay away from K-12, the world's a better place. So, again, A for effort, but F for execution.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
That's about it. You got anything else?
No, I'm good, man.
We are going to get out of here under an hour. I wanted to, before we close, one more time, give a huge thank you to the Royal Court for joining us last week. From the mail and things and such and Discord and everything, it seems like you all really liked that episode and you liked hearing from the Royal Court. Some of the feedback that we got was we didn't get enough of each one of them. Great feedback. And I think, Chris, we are planning to have each one of them back on for their own episode at some point in season 3 and season 4 where it fits. And that way you guys out there in the public will get a chance to get to know each one of them. So we'll work with them on their schedule and we'll look and see, you know, what Chris and I have planned for shows coming up, and we'll kind of fit them in as it goes, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think Little Pancake said, "Oh, you just have to have each of us on individually." And I replied with, "Mike, don't threaten us with a good time."
Right. Exactly. So, absolutely. Yeah. Like Like that's not going to scare us. And there's a few people out there, and you know who you are, that we are actively reaching out to you, and you want to come on, and we want to get you on. It's just a matter of finding the time, availability, and get that in. There's a few people out there that are on our wish list that we want to have on the show as well. So as it gets closer to GoFest, we may have a few other people on the show. And, you know, Chris and I really haven't talked about it a whole bunch, but we might record a couple of shows before GoFest and just have them, you know, set to autoplay so we can go and enjoy ourselves. We recorded a show last year at GoFest. Wasn't the greatest. It wasn't the worst. It actually turned out pretty good, but lugging all the equipment around, just kind of the stress of like, oh my God, it's midnight. We have to drop a show in 6 hours. Let's write it and put it together and produce it and cut it and edit it right now, was a little stressful in a house with 11 other guys. And trying to get everybody to be quiet while we recorded an episode. So we'll let you guys know what we had planned on that. But we're going to get you guys back out to the rest of your Sunday. So I want to say thank you to everybody who listens to the show week in and week out. We appreciate you. And we cannot have an episode of the Wastewaters Podcast without shouting out our executive producer, Kate the Cons. You rock. As well as all of our other patrons. We really love you guys and everything that you do for the show. So thank you for listening to this episode of Wastewaters. If you like what you hear, or if you didn't like what you hear, and you think I'm dangerous, you can follow us on our Twitter account. We are at Wastewaters. And, or at Wastewaters. X, should we just start calling it X? No. I said I was not going to call I was not going to call it X until Elon came on the show. And I did reach out to Elon and asked him to come on the show. Elon comes on the show. We're going to continue to call it Twitter. Now, we are also on Instagram. We are at Wastewaters Podcast on Instagram. And we are also on TikTok at I Make Wastebots. We try to be incredibly interactive with our listeners and viewers. We appreciate you guys. So interact with us on one of our social media outlets. Now, we also have a website, www.wastebotters.com, which is going to be going through a reimagining over the next couple of months as we make some changes to the network. So what you see now is going to be a little bit different of what you see in the future. There might be some more pictures of Chris and I on the website. We had a couple people say there's no picture of you guys on your website. And I'm like, it's other places, but it's not on the website. So we're going to go ahead and change that. So if you go to www.wastewaters.com, you can get the links to everywhere you can download the show. You can also send us a message directly from the website. Now, if you're watching this on YouTube, you're seeing our pretty faces. But if you're not watching us on YouTube, you can go to our YouTube page, www.youtube.com/@wastewaterspodcast. On there, you can see all of the shorts, all of the dad jokes, and all of the other little things that we clip that are in a little, you know, micro consumable arena there. You can go and see that, and we really appreciate it. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe the YouTube page so all of your friends, family can see what we have going on the video side. And Chris does a really good job of cutting that up, especially the chapters. That's like a game changer for me. So I'm like, what was my face doing when we were doing Cold of the Week? I can just go down to the bottom and skip through the Cold of the Week, and I can go and see it. It's really cool. So next, if you want to call us, we have a hotline. It's 704-426-3710. That's an American number. So if you want to call a North American number, you can call that. Just make sure that you know that there may be charges or something that we're not paying for. But you never know. Your voicemail may appear on the show. And I'll do my best not to answer that line when it rings. I've been pretty good about not answering. So, or you can tweet us a voicemail directly from the website. Now, finally, if you are not a member of the Pokemon Professor Network Patreon, you can join. It's only $1 a month, as little as $1 a month. All you need to do is go to www.patreon.com/Pokemon Professor, and all of the options will be there for you to join the Patreon. The cool thing is you'll get access to the Discord for the entire family of shows across the Pokemon Professor Network. And this is going to be changing. I'll say what it is now, but it's going to be changing, including Wastewater, Special Conditions, Gotta Watch Them All, Purified Podcast, and Lure It Up. It's a fantastic place filled with fantastic people. Chris and I are super active in the Discord. And if you want to talk to us, that is the best place to talk to us. DM us or just jump in any one of the channels and we will respond to you. And our patrons give us a lot of ideas that end up on the show. Last thing. I need a favor. On the podcatcher you're listening to us on right now, can you go in and give us a rating? Now, I think 5 stars are the best stars. And Chris thinks 5 stars are the best stars. But we want you to rate us what you think we deserve. I think we deserve 5. And if you want to be a superhero and a superstar and part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, see what I did there, you can write a review for us on a podcatcher that allows you to do so. I promise one of us will read it on the show. Now with that, we look forward to listening to us again on the Wastewater's podcast with Jamal and Chris. And I'm going to be very deliberate and say this. Remember, what's a few meters between friends?